Joe Garagiola here, and this is Monitor 68, and well along in 68, too. You know, this is the ninth month of the year, right, Joe? Most of the kids are back in school. Vacation time is over. You know, in about 60 days, we'll have to begin thinking about Christmas shopping. Hey, this could get depressing. Let's see if we can cheer ourselves up with some music. Henry Mancini with Patricia. Strong right here on Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola, inviting you to join us for a look at the American political scene 68 as viewed by veteran NBC newsman Ed Newman. But first, Monitor music. Here are the Sandpipers with some good advice. Find a reason to believe.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe.
Next, American Political Scene 68, featuring Ed Newman. Brought to you by American Motors, the makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In one moment, an analysis of what is known as political unity and some thoughts on its desirability in campaign tactics. Right after this message.
Oh, what a beautiful Javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped Javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a Javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mystery.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars and summer. And you.
You may win a Javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers, 18 and over, eligible. Nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. Candidates for political office plead for national unity. But is unity possible or even always desirable? For an examination of that question, here is NBC newsman Edwin Newman.
The conventions are behind us. The campaign is more or less underway. And it is predictable that we'll soon be beset by appeals for unity. Let us put aside the things that divide us, the two leading candidates will surely say, and say many times. Let us understand each other, they will say, and find the brotherliness, the unity the country needs. Well, that's all well and good. The country does need unity. But unity in itself is not the be-all and end-all of national life. There are times when it becomes impossible and even undesirable, because there are issues that have to be resolved one way or the other. It's easy to say, for example, that we should be united over Vietnam. But there is no way for us to be united over Vietnam, because so many people think it a good war and so many people think it a bad war, and there is no middle ground on which they can meet. The Vietnam issue cannot be papered over. It has to be resolved. If the country's health is poor, it's not because there is disunity. It is because issues arose which made the country so, and because those in charge did not see what was happening soon enough. There's something else that's true of calls for unity. They usually come from those who do not want change or who want the change to be orderly and under their control. The impulse that moves these people may be understandable, but it obviously has less to commend it to those who want change and want it in a hurry. The unity we speak of as desirable for a democracy is not a unity or consensus or agreement on details. It is an agreement on the framework within which the disputation is to take place, and an agreement that the majority must work through the prescribed channels and will not seek to silence the minority. Fundamentally, the agreement does not go beyond that. How then do you achieve a sufficient acceptance of prevailing conditions? How, in other words, do you get what is now called law and order? You do it first by a general recognition that disagreement carried too far will shatter the entire system. You do it second by providing genuine and visible opportunities for those who are at a disadvantage to better themselves. The overwhelming majority of Americans no doubt hope that the country can somehow reclaim the relative tranquility that it had not many years ago. But it won't be reclaimed by candidates or anyone else saying over and over again, let's be united. Edwin Newman, NBC News.
American Political Scene 68, featuring Edwin Newman, has been brought to you by American Motors.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped Javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a Javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over, eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. American Political Scene 68 will be heard throughout the weekend on Monitor. Now, more Monitor music.
Who is gonna love me? Gone, and here I will stay all alone. lips, and who is gonna kiss me if you
Warwick with her latest Who's Gonna Love Me. More information and entertainment just ahead, so stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Choosing the President is an invaluable handbook about the nomination and election of the President. It gives carefully documented facts and figures, explains procedures. Choosing the President has been given by the U.S. mission to all U.N. delegations, is in USIA libraries overseas, and was selected a bonus Book of the Month Club. For a copy, send $1 to the League of Women Voters, 131 East 23rd Street, New York 10010.
This is Kyle Rode. Saturday, September 14th at 1:30, Channel 4 takes you into the Jets huddle. Each Saturday, I'll be talking game strategy with Coach Weeb Eubank and discussing the finer points of offensive and defensive football with the stars of their respective units. We'll also look at film highlights and examine the week's scouting report. So if you want to watch the game the way the pros do, join me in the Jets huddle, Saturday, September 14th, in color, at 1:30 on Channel 4.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Joe Garagiola here to carry on with Monitor 68. And now a coast-to-coast premiere of a Rowan and Martin Laughlin performance. That TV show, incidentally, reopens on September 16th. Here are Rowan and Martin.
Hey, I see Martha's pregnant again.
Yeah, seems to be a lot of it going around.
I don't mind men who kiss and tell. I need all the publicity I can get.
My church welcomes all denominations, but my favorite is the $5 bill.
You know, I've taken the lead in my community as an equal opportunity employer. I'll pay my wetbacks the same as I pay my Indians.
My IQ has never been questioned. Come to think about it, it's never been mentioned.
Oh, I love Joan Baez. I've even got a set of her autographed fingerprints.
Which brings to mind the story of what the dancing girl gave the Shah's bodyguard. It is a goodie.
For my birthday, Boris gave me a Polish goldfish. It drowned.
What would you say if I told you I'm willing to do anything to have children?
Adopt. I say we ought to get Bingo out of the supermarkets and back into the churches where it belongs.
I've cornered the market on Walnettos.
It's like this. If you like Burbank, you're gonna love Paris.
It wasn't until I met Heathcliff that I realized why they call England the mother country.
If I'd known integration was coming so soon, then I'd have waited to marry the woman of my choice.
If they don't like it here, why don't they go back where they came from?
Well, the traffic problem in New York is bad, but most pedestrians eventually get across. The Jewish ones get a star.
It's just that I feel women were put on this earth to reproduce, and I'm not doing my part.
Dr. Wayman Spence of Salt Lake City is a medical inventor who has good news for injury-prone athletes and good advice for non-athletes. Now, we'll be talking to him next on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
This is Al Capp. I was reading The Romance of Transportation. I'd gotten to where it really starts rolling, the part about the wheel, where Ice Age Man says to Stone Age Man, you got rocks in your pointed head rounding out that big flat stone. It'll never go. I looked out of the window. A fellow was coming up the walk. He didn't notice my garden hose lying across it. He tripped over it and skidded head first into my big elm tree. Well, I wasn't worried. My homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty would take care of the whole mess, and I knew that my State Farm agent was a careful, cautious guy who always took the right steps and who kept a cool head on his shoulders, so I went out to meet the guy under the tree. I'd met him before. He was my State Farm agent.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Dr. Wayman Spence, a specialist in rehabilitation medicine in Salt Lake City, has devised a pad to prevent blisters for athletes. He tells how most knee injuries can be avoided, and he takes a dim view of calisthenics. Here's a report from Bill McCord.
Doctor, you've come up with a pad to prevent blisters for basketball players and football players. How effective is it?
Well, not to be glib, it's essentially 100% effective. We can completely prevent blisters and calluses in an athletic situation. Mm-hmm. Well, this material will friction-proof or completely eliminate friction underneath the area of the foot we call the metatarsal heads. That's the ball of the foot. This material acts as a little ball bearing under that area and friction-proofs this area. That's all it does.
In your work in rehabilitation, have you worked with football knees?
Oh, yes.
To what success have you had?
Well, no more success probably than anybody else. I've got some definite feelings about preventing football knee injuries.
What can be done?
Well, I think the very logical explanation, whether the sporting equipment industry wants to admit it or not, is to eliminate cleats. A cleat essentially anchors the foot to the ground, as you know, with your golf spikes. And then the knee gets hit and the knee won't give. I feel, and almost all doctors would agree, that if we would go to a sneaker-type shoe instead of the cleated shoe for football, we could eliminate probably 75% of all knee injuries.
What would you say, Dr. Spence, is the amount of conditioning advisable for the non-sport, that is, a person who's not engaged in active athletics as a way of life and a job?
Well, to put in a plug for my medical school colleague, Ken Cooper, Aerobics, in the book Aerobics, brings to light so beautifully that the important thing in exercise are the lungs and the heart, not the skeletal muscle. So if I'm doing weightlifting or the conventional calisthenics, I've got oodles of strength to do any job required of me, to turn my doorknob and to do all these other big things I do every day. But I've got to push or sweat or breathe hard to make my lungs and my heart come up to everyday standards. That's the important thing. In the book Aerobics, I couldn't possibly recommend it higher.
Getting back to your inner soul, would it help the man who just wants to walk a little more comfortably?
Well, yes, I believe actually this is the most important, significant part of the material. The athletic use is glamorous. The real medical contribution lies with the person who has rheumatoid arthritis or sugar diabetes, these types of problems in his family or in himself. As an example, we take off or we amputate almost 100,000 legs a year in this country because of infections leading from cracked calluses and ulcers in this group. I feel we can greatly prevent a large number of these with this material. In other words, it's very important in any problem, athletic or medical, that involves blisters, calluses, or ulcers. I might add that the material is called Spenco insole material, S-P-E-N-C-O, and certainly most podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, general physicians, and all athletic facilities should be aware of it by now so they can help the patient.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spence, for telling us about your contribution to the physical well-being of our people. This is Bill McCord for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Super Royal Triton. Busy stop-and-go traffic can jangle your nerves, and it can be tough on your car's engine, too. When the going gets hot because of stop-and-go traffic or fast highway speeds, soothe your engine with the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton won't thin out under extreme heat. It stays on a job to give your car continuous protection. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It'll pay you to remember the name, Super Royal Triton. Asian melody played by a man with the exotic oriental name of Bert Kempfert.
This is the sound of the monster at work. That's Ford Motor Company's name for the pivoting pillar body welder. A unique welding machine that no one else has. A machine that helps us build a stronger, more quiet car. An automobile you can depend on. The monster surrounds an entire car body and makes 200 critical welds simultaneously with a precision no hand welding can match. The result? An incredibly quiet, strong body. The monster. A better idea from Ford you never knew was there. But it's one of the reasons a Ford Motor Company car delivers more value when you buy it, returns more when you trade it. Ford Motor Company has a better idea.
You're listening to Monitor 68, your nationwide information and entertainment center. If you're doing your listening somewhere in the area of Seattle, Washington, you're hearing us on station KING.
Ford! Music right here! Shakespeare's famous words are ringing in my ears.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC Radio 66, New York. Straight ahead with Charlie Brown's Traffic Reports, weekdays 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 81 degrees in New York and sunny. The Reverend Milton Galamison, member of the New York City Board of Education, said this afternoon that board members are trying to formalize proposals worked out last night between the teachers' union and leaders of the Ocean Hill-Brownsville School District. Galamison said he was cautiously optimistic about heading off the threatened teachers' strike Monday. He said of the proposals, we're praying we can sell them. Although Galamison didn't spell out exactly what the proposals were, it's apparent they are a compromise on demands by officials of the Brooklyn School District that 200 teachers who boycotted classes last spring be transferred out of Ocean Hill-Brownsville. The teachers' union says it will strike all schools in the city on Monday if the issue is not settled over the weekend. And this afternoon, UFT President Albert Shanker said he was pessimistic about the situation. Mayor Lindsay today sent two of his aides, Louis Feldstein and Human Resources Administrator Mitchell Ginsburg, to confer with the Board of Ed and report back to him. So far, Lindsay has not directly intervened. A former leader of the City Welfare Workers Union has been named vice presidential candidate of the New York State Peace and Freedom Party. Mrs. Judith Mage received the nomination last night in Manhattan at the party's convention. The presidential candidate is Eldridge Cleaver, Minister of Information for the Black Panthers, a Negro militant group. Five persons were wounded, two critically, during a shootout on an East Harlem street early this morning. Police say the gunfire erupted after an argument between a building superintendent and a resident of that building. The superintendent, a woman, has been charged with attempted murder. A Negro woman was stabbed to death this afternoon while sitting in Stuyvesant Park, 15th Street and 2nd Avenue. Police say the assailant was another Negro woman, described about 5 feet 4 inches tall. She escaped before police arrived. Striking New York City painters may return to work on Monday. The union is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a tentative new contract calling for an hourly wage boost to $5.60. If the agreement is ratified, it will end a 5-week dispute that has idled most house and office painting in the city. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News.
This
This is Joe Garagiola with more of Monitor 68. Just ahead, we'll have a first-hand report on the World Series of Golf from Akron, Ohio, right after we hear from Tom Jones with his latest. Help yourself.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. Things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's read. Enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my left.
Look, life has enough problems without worrying about pulling your hair out by the roots every time you try to comb it. Man, that hurts. I know that. Because there's never the sharp edges that you're likely to find in molded plastic combs. So Ace Combs can't pull your hair or scratch your scalp. Ace Combs are made of hard rubber, and that makes a difference. Hard rubber is tough and resilient, so it is really lasting, durable, and able to take a beating. Now, if you ask the men you're with right now to pull out their combs, you're likely to find that more than half of them are Ace combs. If yours isn't, make sure your next one is. For the latest on the World Series of Golf, we switch now to the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
This is Jim Simpson, and our guest is Gary Player, the British Open champion, who is in his third World Series. Gary, you picked up a $50,000 check in one World Series. As you go now to the back nine, you played it many times before in World Series play and other competition and in practice yesterday. On this back nine, do you find a great deal of difficulty?
Well, Jim, I certainly do, and this is one of the most difficult golf courses in the world, and I know that I played in the American Golf Classic here many years ago in 1961, and I was five shots behind Jay Abear. And eventually we tied, and he had to hold about a 25-footer on the last hole to tie me. So, anything can happen on this golf course, and it's an extremely tough one.
Well, you had a great deal of wind problems today. Not so much yesterday. What about the wind here at Firestone? Always a problem?
Well, it certainly is, Jim. This is a difficult golf course with the wind behind you on every hole, never mind when it's across you on occasion.
Gary, you and I have talked about this a great deal. You have a large family, so do I. You don't like to leave South Africa and your family to come out and play, but what are your tournament plans? You've not been playing that much here in this country.
Well, Jim, I don't like to be away from my family. As you know, we have five children, and I believe a lot of the reasons why you have so many delinquents in the world nowadays is because the parents, it's the parents' fault. They don't spend enough time with their children, and I like to go to my ranch and ride quarter horses with them, and I like to go to the game reserve and fish with them and do things with them. And I think this is very important, and you've got to find the right balance. I've got to play enough tournament golf, but I also want to grow up with my family.
Gary Player, thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, Jim.
And now again, Len Dillon.
Jim, as we look at the scoreboard, Masters champ Goldie, Open champ Trevino, British Open champ Player, and PGA champ Boros have played through seven holes. And at the moment, the leader is Lee Trevino, the Open champ. He is one over. Player and Boros are two over, and Goldie is three over. The weather here at Akron is sunny with the temperature at 71 degrees. A slight wind is blowing, and the course is in very good condition. To repeat, first prize in the World Series of Golf is worth $50,000. Second prize, $15,000. Third prize, $7,500. And fourth prize, $5,000. Trevino has said he would attempt to play the course instead of his three competitors. Player's game might need a little tightening after his vacation in Johannesburg, South Africa, and his warm-up appearance in last week's Thunderbird. Goldie earlier today said he was pretty much satisfied with his game, while Boros is the steady Eddie of the group, with his latest victory coming about 3 weeks ago in the Westchester Classic, and that, incidentally, was worth $50,000. If any of the players get a hole-in-one today or tomorrow, they win some sort of a small airplane parked near the 16th tee. Again, the leader at the moment through seven is Lee Trevino, with Player on Boros two over, Trevino one over, and Goldie three over. From the Akron Country Club in Firestone, Ohio, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
On a golf course, an ace means a hole-in-one. Well, here's another meaning for ace that applies everywhere. It means the best combs in the world. Ace combs are hard rubber, tough and resilient. Each tooth is cut, shaped, and polished to a smooth luster, without the ridges that plastic teeth have that catch your hair and scratch your scalp. If you're using an ordinary no-name comb, it might be pulling the hair right out of your head. Get an ace or a lady ace today. Ace Combs, America's largest selling hard rubber comb, will bring you another report later today on the action in the World Series of Golf in Akron. Once again, Monitor Music, and here's one by the Vogues, the title, My Special Angel.
You are my friend.
hour. Here's a message from the Allergy Foundation of America. Pollen grains are invisible, but you know they're in the air if you suffer from hay fever or asthma. The Allergy Foundation of America has a pamphlet for you. Send today for your free copy entitled Asthma, Hay Fever, and Other Allergies. Address Sneeze, Box 1005, New York, New York, 10017. Joe Garagiola here. You're on the monitor beacon.
It's real, it's here, it's happening on WNBC Radio 66. This is Jim Gerhardt. I'm real, I'm here, and I'm happening at a new time. Noon to 3, starting Monday, September 9th, where it's happening, WNBC Radio 66, New York. Be here. WNBC Radio 66, New York.
You can't bridge a 30-foot ditch with a 10-foot plank. And America's colleges can't provide quality education for nothing but tuition money. Tuition, on the average, covers only one-third the cost of a college education. The other two-thirds, the dollars for good teachers, laboratories, libraries, and classrooms, has to come from elsewhere. And there's going to have to be a lot more money because America's future depends upon it. A first-class country can't be run by people with a second-class education. Give to the college of your choice.
Joe Garagiola with more of Monitor 68, with a look at the American political scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In 1 minute, Henry Morgan with some comments on what the average voter knows about his government.
What a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
We do ordinarily, but during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes, but if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Oh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer during the Smart Buyers Convention gets a free convention and election guide.
I just love guides.
And of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
Oh, I just love sales and cars and summer. And you.
Be sure to pick up your free convention and election guide now at your nearby American Motors dealer during his Smart Buyers Convention. You may even win a javelin. Licensed drivers 18 and over are eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Now some political observations by Henry Morgan, a man widely known as having a mind like a razor blade. He's either in hot water or in a scrape.
Now that the conventions are over, the voter is faced with a whole new set of questions. Let's start at the top. Number one, if Nixon is elected, will he unappoint Abe Fortas to the Supreme Court? That is the head of it. Question two, who is Abe Fortas? Can you tell me how many members there are on the Supreme Court? Okay, name five. Name three congressmen from your state. By the way, let me see now is no answer. Who's the treasurer of the U.S., the secretary of the interior? Well, let's put it this way. There are actually millions of people who work for the federal government. You pay all of them. Can you name 20? Let's go on to something more cheerful. Can you tell me what is meant by law and order? We both know that we have plenty of law, thousands of laws, very little order. So we don't need law and order. It must be something else. How about urban renewal in order or free beer in order? Laws we got. Some fairly other interesting questions are, do we want a Polish vice president or a Greek? And where does this leave Frank Sinatra? Other good questions are, what happened to the other two Gabor sisters? And has anybody here seen Kelly? Most answers are pretty hard. The only things I can remember off the top of my head are the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. Our third presidential candidate said that all the major newspapers are no good. Governor Wallace attacked the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, among others, and the crowd cheered. I know the crowd cheered because I read it in the New York Times. The reason the people cheered, of course, is that what the papers are printing these days couldn't possibly be true. There just can't be all that hatred in the world. The cheerers obviously felt that by electing Wallace, they'd get rid of it. Or the papers. Well, they always tell me that in a national election, the voters vote for the lesser of two evils. Now we have three candidates. It has to be the least of three evils. All right, Tell me who it is, and I'll vote for him. This is Henry Morgan returning you to normalcy.
Oh, that's what you think, Henry. You don't know who's sitting here. The American political scene 68 will be covered throughout this weekend and through all the weekends right up to election time, right here on Monitor. You know, a few years ago, the fad for wall-to-wall carpeting spread across the country. Now many homeowners are finding out that carpeting is only a floor covering and not a floor. These people bought houses with carpeting installed directly over a subfloor without a permanent floor of oak. Now the carpeting's damaged or badly worn, and the owner is faced with replacement expense because there's no floor under the carpet. When you buy a home, be sure you get a lifetime floor of naturally beautiful oak. Don't compromise on quality. Insist on oak floors. This message is brought to you by the Oak Flooring Institute. The following is a political program sponsored by the Nixon-Agnew Campaign Committee.
In his acceptance speech at the Republican Convention in Miami Beach, Richard Nixon spoke out for a new approach to relations between the races. Here is what he said.
And let us build bridges, my friends. Build bridges to human dignity across that gulf that separates black America from white America. Black Americans, no more than white Americans. They do not want more government programs which perpetuate dependency. They don't want to be a colony in a nation. They want the pride and the self-respect and the dignity that can only come if they have an equal chance to own their own homes, to own their own businesses, to be managers and executives as well as workers, to have a piece of the action in the exciting ventures of private enterprise. And I pledge to you tonight that we shall have new programs which will provide that equal chance. We make great history tonight. We do not fire a shot heard around the world, but we shall light the lamp of hope in millions of homes across this land in which there is no hope today. And that great light shining out from America will again become a beacon of hope for all those in the world who seek freedom and opportunity. My fellow Americans, I believe that historians will recall that 1968 marked the beginning of the American generation in world history. Just to be alive in America, just to be alive at this time is an experience unparalleled in history. Here's where the action is. Think, 32 years from now, Most of Americans living today will celebrate a new year that comes once in 1,000 years. 8 years from now, in the second term of the next president, we will celebrate the 200th anniversary of the American Revolution. And by our decision in this election, we, all of us here, all of you listening on television and radio, we will determine what kind of nation America will be on its 200th birthday. We will determine what kind of a world America will live in the year 2000. This is the kind of a day I see for America on that glorious 4th, 8 years from now. I see a day when Americans are once again proud of their flag, when once again at home and abroad it is honored as the world's greatest symbol of liberty and justice. I see a day when the President of the United States is respected and his office is honored because it is worthy of respect and worthy of honor. I see a day when every child in this land, regardless of his background, has a chance for the best education that our wisdom and schools can provide and an equal chance to go just as high as his talents will take him. I see a day when life in rural America attracts people to the country rather than driving them away. I see a day when we can look back on massive breakthroughs in solving the problems of slums and pollution and traffic, which are choking our cities to death. I see a day when our senior citizens and millions of others can plan for the future with the assurance that their government is not going to rob them of their savings by destroying the value of their dollars. I see a day when we will again have freedom from fear in America and freedom from fear in the world. I see a day when our nation is at peace and the world is at peace and everyone on earth, those who hope, those who aspire, those who crave liberty will look to America as a shining example of hope realized and dreams achieved.
Who's the one who can bring new leadership to America? Nixon's the one.
The preceding pre-recorded political program was sponsored by the Nixon Agnew Campaign Committee. NBC News on the Hour is coming up. I'm Joe Garagiola.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
Dr. Joyce Brothers has evening hours, 7:45 to 9 p.m., weeknights on WNBC, Radio 66. New York.